to break down, this is for the new people. This is for the new people. And for people who have been around a while. If you want to break down reality to its root, you have to understand the flesh versus the spirit. And you have to understand law versus grace. And you have to understand works versus faith. You have to understand a works-based salvation versus a faith based in the finished work of Jesus. You appropriate the finished work of Jesus, His work, onto you by faith. What He did at the cross, you appropriate it by faith. You believe on Him. What are the works of God? To believe on His Son. So you see works. What are the works of God? To believe on His Son. So you appropriate all the works, the righteousness of Christ by faith unto you. So the sky is blue. The blue letter law in Deuteronomy or somewhere in the Old Testament says, told the Jews to keep blue fringes on their clothing because that represents the law. So blue is the law. That's why the policeman has blue letter law. So blue is law, and the flesh is under the law because you're under a blue sky. You're walking around as a flesh creature under a blue sky. And you got green grass, which is the reptilian nature, the shoots, you know, greenhorn. If you hire a greenhorn, they don't know anything. And they have a high learning curve, you know. And so, if you want to understand really the basis of everything in a fractal, holographic, rightly divided type, an anti-type, Wile E. Coyote versus Roadrunner, negative and positive, yin and yang, up and down, so forth, heaven and hell. You have to understand the energy of the flesh is weak and it's under law. Those that are under the flesh are under the law. Those that are in the spirit are above the law. They're outside the law. The letter killeth, but the spirit gives life. So if you're under the law, the letter is cutting you. If you're under the law, you're in the horror show. Everything around you is cutting you. If you walk in the flesh, you're going to be cut. The devil, the AI program of the devil is to cut out the flesh. The Holy Spirit sanctifies you, sets you apart, and iron sharpens iron, the flesh cuts the flesh. The Word of God is holy. You're born in the old Adam, you're not holy. You're born in sin, you're not holy. So you need the Word of God to become more holy. But as the Word of God penetrates your eye gate, your ear gate, your heart, it's holy and you're not, so you're being cut. So everything that the Word of God is doing is it's cutting you, but it's also sharpening you. If you're saved, it's sharpening you. If you're not saved, it's cutting you. It's a birthing process. Time is a cycle, a repeat cycle. And so the devil was mad because he's pretty much a program. When he chose to turn away from God, I mean, you know, there's a verse in the Bible that says the angels are ministering spirits. And to those that would be joint heirs. And if you think about it, we're a little bit lower than angels right now, but one day the Bible says we'll judge angels. Now that's crazy. But it makes sense because we're made in the image of God, and Jesus is the image of the Godhead bodily, and he's the firstborn among many brethren, brothers and sisters. Firstborn among many brethren. And so Jesus is God, and He took on the nature of a man, not an angel, to walk down here. The God-man, Emmanuel, God with us. That is crazy stuff. That's powerful. And so the devil was jealous or mad that he was just a minister, you know, some kind of minister for the joint heirs to be brought into heaven, brought into position in Christ. And so now that he's chose to fall, trying to be his own God. Now he's mad at the humans and wants to kill all the humans and destroy the earth. And he's using the delusions through the whole world now to deceive the lost. So you should never hate a human or hate the devil's just deceived them. Now some of them have sold their soul to the devil, but they don't know. The devil's a master deceiver. And so Adam went down, when the devil deceived Eve, Adam chose to go down with the ship, just like Jesus chose to go down with the ship for the church, because of love, right? For God so loved the world that and no greater love than a man lay down his life for his friend. So, in a long story short, if you're in the flesh, you're under the law, and if you're in the flesh, you're self-worship. If you're in the flesh, you want to be a people pleaser. If you're in the flesh, you have no identity. If you're in the flesh, you're fickle, up and down. If you're in the flesh, you have no sound doctrine. And so because you're in the flesh, you're easily deceived by the devil. And you're so caught up with the world, the flesh, and a prior life that you don't really understand the spiritual stuff because you're in the flesh. Now, some people try to be spiritual with the energy of the flesh or the power of the flesh, but they become legalistic. They become the legalist or the law keepers who think they become the perfectionists that think they arrived when they never did. And so if you understand that the flesh and the spirit is no different than the yin and the yang of the Chinese or the low notes and the high notes in music, you understand that those two are dancing down here. The flesh is trying to pull us down who are spiritual into the flesh, and the spirit creatures are trying to pull the flesh creatures up. Now the flesh creatures try to pull the spirit creatures down with flesh tools, because they master those tools to survive down here. Even though they're not surviving and thriving, they're usually drinking and drugging and all that stuff, fighting and arguing, and energy of the flesh ends up in pretty much death. And so they're trying to pull you down out of the spirit with flesh tools. You're trying to pull them up with spirit tools, which is the gospel. That's the first tool. And then the other tools would be prayer and the word, rightly divided word, teaching, preaching, help, you know. That's a good topic in itself. What are the spiritual tools? Well, it tells you in Ephesians 6, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities, powers, rulers of darkness. Therefore, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand, and stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, righteousness, faith. Be separate, prayer, thankfulness, be thankful. Long story short, the flesh creatures are always going to try to pull you down. The system's going to try to pull you down. The news, the media, Yahoo emails are one of the AI programs. All these AI programs that are running are the flesh trying to pull you out of your peace, out of your love, out of your truth. Attack your heart to get you in bitterness and unforgiveness. And you're trying to pull the flesh creature out of Babylon, which is under law. Draconian law is Babylon. So you're trying to pull them out of Babylon into the spirit by the gospel, by truth. And so if you understand that those that are in the flesh are under the law, and that's why we have policemen, because 98% of the people in the whole world, maybe 99%, are in the flesh. And there has to be police. There has to be law. There has to be order. Most people hate authority. The reason they hate authority is because the flesh. That's why they hate God, and that's why they want to be their own God. And so the flesh mind is the AI program, because they're not even free. They're not responding according to freedom. They're responding according to just a response. They're not in control of their responses. if you say something to one of them like a cutting comment, they're going to get mad and want to fight. In other words, if they need to hear something, they're going to get mad and want to fight because they don't want to be convicted of sin. But you rebuke a wise man, he'll love you. Rebuke a foolish man, he'll hate you, because the foolish man is in the flesh. A wise man has his identity in Christ, and if somebody rebukes him, he can grow. He doesn't get mad. He just says, okay, that's a good rebuke. Praise God, I'm going to grow on that. A flesh creature, you rebuke them, they get, well, who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? They want to fight because they don't want to grow. They think, see, the flesh creature doesn't even see their need to grow. That's why the narcissist is the ultimate flesh creature. They don't even care about, they don't think they need to grow. They think they've arrived. There's different kinds of them out there. There's different variations. There's probably like 5 or 6 variations of the flesh creatures. That's something. But they're all rooted in self-worship eventually. So the flesh creature worships himself. The spirit creature worships God. The flesh creature is going down and has to vampire. The spirit creature wants to give and help and pull people out. Galatians 6, you that are spiritual, restore such a one with the spirit of meekness, lest you fall into the same condemnation. The flesh creature is the pig in the pig pen trying to pull you down to play in the pig pen. You are the spirit creature trying to pull them out of the pig pen so they can take a bath and get washed off from all that mud. The flesh creature is in the repeat cycle. They can't stop sinning. They can't stop doing what they do, and they keep following that same cycle. They can't change their cycles. They can't change the pattern. They're stuck in it. They're stuck in their old bloodline. They're stuck in everything. They're stuck in that cycle, and they can't escape it. The spirit creature is being renewed day by day from glory to glory. The flesh creature is sin to sin, sin to down the rabbit hole. Spirit creature is rising up. So if you understand that every Bible verse, every Bible chapter, every Bible sentence, every verse in the Bible, everything in life, music, everything is that flesh versus the spirit, under law or under grace. Everything is that. Music, dramas, TV, politics. Politics is mainly face-to-face, flesh cutting flesh, you know. There's really no spirit in it. It's just flesh cutting the flesh under law. And so, if you understand that everything is that battle, and you'll see variations, you'll see flesh versus spirit, flesh against flesh, and spirit against spirit. Iron sharpens iron is the spirit against the spirit. Flesh against the flesh is cutting, horror show. Flesh versus spirit is Wile E. Coyote and Roadrunner playing out in the music everywhere. So when you listen to music, you're actually listening to the flesh versus the spirit repeating over and over. And that's why all your movies and your cartoons and your series, your TV, these actors, there's like 20 different versions of a show, but this really goes back to the cross. Every show is going to be 90% of them are love stories, and almost every one of them, oh no, something bad is going to happen, and then there's a solution, and that plays out in your life. It plays out in your life every day. Something bad happens, and you say, Lord, help, and then there's a solution. It's playing out in your life. It's playing out on TV and the music. It's playing out everywhere. The up and down of the flesh versus the spirit. When something bad hits you, and it will, you just have to die to that worry or doubt or fear, because it's not real, because Jesus is a Savior. He ever lives to make intercession. There's always a Savior archetype in everything that's happening in life. So walking in the spirit is while you're in the flesh body, you have to die daily. And so when Jezebel or legalists attack you and try to put you back under law or guilt, shame, and condemnation, you don't fight. You stand with the truth. You don't fight them. You just stand. And you don't play their game. You don't play on the tennis court with them. Their tennis court is flesh. Your tennis court is fear. It's two different levels. You don't play their game because their game is just, they can't even win because they just keep going around the same cycle over and over and over. It's a trip, to be honest with you. So if you really want to understand, you have to understand the flesh is under law. The spirit is above the law. And if you can grasp that, then you understand everything.